Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for this time that we're able to share together and be together in the Spirit of the Lord. If you're a new listener, I welcome you. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I've been ministering on some lessons that we can learn out of the life of Gideon in Judges, the 6th through the 8th chapter. And we were seeing that in a time of great apostasy, in a time of great trouble and poverty, Israel finally called out unto the Lord. And beloved, I'm not sure how you may be praying, but it is my earnest prayer that concerned Christians will begin to pray for this nation, to pray for our families, to pray for the peoples of this country, that there can be a return to God. We are living in very serious and critical times. So many have experienced all kinds of crises, even just in terms of the natural weather patterns. We have droughts, we have floods, we have hurricanes and tornadoes and torrential rains. And in the wintertime, we've had huge feet of snow. The East immobilized in many cities, in many places, because of the extreme weather. Places in the Southwest, record high temperatures. Beloved, if anyone should question, they would know that this is not normal weather patterns that we've experienced historically. And so the Lord is trying to get the attention of people. And just like it happened after 9/11, it was commonly reported how full the churches were. People were seeking God. They wanted answers. Well, because things have calmed down and where things aren't, you know, we're still managing, that people have not had that interest and desire. Even in Christian churches, there's not a desire to come together for prayer. Or, you know, when my husband grew up, he said they had church every night in Oklahoma. I mean, it was just a standard thing. People lived in church. They were that zealous. He said he would get up at 4 o'clock to be at the church with the pastor at 5 o'clock. They'd be in prayer every morning. Beloved, we have been so blessed in this country that we don't see it as very essential to be seeking God. Well, beloved, we may come to a time where we are facing the same kinds of things that our brethren are facing at this moment in other nations of the world. So God is looking for a remnant. He's looking for those who will hear the call of God. They were in a bad place, and we don't know much about Gideon until we see in the scriptures that he was winnowing grain in a wine press, and God called him and called him a mighty man of valor. Well, God is calling people today who may not have public esteem or recognition. They may feel, as Gideon said, he was least in his father's house. He thought of himself as totally unqualified. He had to be reassured many times by the Lord that indeed the Lord was with him and they were going to have success for that very reason, that God was with them. And we may feel very insignificant in terms of our own abilities and resources, but beloved, God calls those who are weak in their own abilities and flesh. Paul said, "When I am weak, then I am strong, that the power of Christ might rest upon us." We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And so, what do we see Israel, the Spirit of the Lord comes on Gideon. He blows the trumpet, which is also a symbol in Scripture of the prophetic voice calling forth, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear the word of the Lord." And I pray that if you've been listening these last few weeks, these last few days, if you have ears to hear, you will hear the Spirit of the Lord calling to you through this broadcast. What are you going to do? Will you respond? God is looking for a people who will put him first above all else. Well, he did that, and there were 32,000 who responded out of Israel. But then God proceeded to diminish the ranks. He gave everyone a choice. And you see, that's where we're at today. We all have a choice. Are you just comfortable being saved? And is that all you're just interested in? Well, praise God, if you accept Jesus into your heart, if you believe that he saved you, that he died on the cross and rose from the grave and is now with his Father in heaven waiting to return, at the moment the Father says, "Okay, son, now it's time to receive your bride, and the dead in Christ shall be raised." If you believe that, that's what's required for salvation. But, beloved, there's yet further and more in our Christian walk. Some people, you know, that's about all they want, really. But there are those who are not satisfied. They want to serve the Lord because of what Jesus did for them. There's a love in their heart, and they want to, they can never repay God, but they can come to him as a poured out vessel, as a broken vessel, willing to be, to sacrifice self, willing to decrease, as John the Baptist said, that he might increase. And so God is calling to us today, just as he called to the children of Israel in Gideon's hour. That's why I'm preaching and sharing this, because there's great parallels to be found in the Word of God in the Old Testament. And in this case, we're looking at Gideon. And so God gave them a choice. Hey, if you're afraid, if you're faint-hearted, go home. And you know, when that statement was delivered, basically only 10,000 remained. You know, 22,000 went back to their homes, and yet that was, God was still not satisfied. He said, they still might say that our own strength had done this. So now there's a purging by divine will. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, there were the children of Israel, the men came down to drink, and most everyone got on their knees and drank water. They were all thirsty, right? But there were 300 that put their hand on it in the water and lapped it as a dog. Only 300. And God said, these are the 300 that I want, and the rest, let them go to their tents. And beloved, the hotter the furnace of trial through which you might be passing, the greater the victory to be achieved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's Spirit tries the reins and hearts of men. When we are brought to utter hopelessness in our own strength, then we see that God's power arises within us. As 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. That's why we have this treasure just in these temples of clay, these earthen vessels. Now, let's read verse 8. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man into his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. The 300 basically took provisions of the 9,700. What were they? The pitchers, the jars, torches, trumpets, and the remainder retreated to their tents, from which they could be quickly recalled. Now let's read verse 9. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, this is Gideon, arise, get thee down into the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. In this narrative that I've been sharing over these several days, God speaks to Gideon three times. First of all, he speaks to him after the sacrifice, the bread and the flesh that he had put upon the rock was consumed. It was after the angel of the Lord departed. He said, oh my goodness, I'm going to die. I've seen the angel, the face of God. And in 6:23, the Lord reassures him he will not die. And then in 6:25, He tells him to destroy the Baal, the altar of Baal, and to build an altar of Jehovah, which he does. And then in 7:9, he specifically tells him, gives him a time to attack. I want you to go down with your 300 men and attack the Midianite camp. Now let's read verses 10 through 14. This is just precious. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Purah thy servant down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down into the host. Then he went down with Purah his servant unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand by the sea for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent and smote it, that it fell and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, the man of Israel. For unto his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. What an amazing thing. Out of the enemy's mouth. Beloved, this is just extraordinary. God was, first of all, so gentle dealing with Gideon, and he's that same way in dealing with our insecurities. He's constantly reaffirming his presence, but also he commands obedience. Beloved, there's so much more I want to share, but we'll have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. The time just flies on these broadcasts, but I pray that you're being encouraged. If God's speaking to some people, I know he's speaking to some hearts, and he is just encouraging you, just like he did Gideon. You might say, Lord, what you've put in my heart, there's no way I can do that. Well, you feel that way, but God is speaking to you through this broadcast that is, yes, you are more than able. Paul said, we don't faint because of the grace of God given to us, not in our own strength, but with his grace, we are sufficient to all things. Praise God. His grace is sufficient for you, whatever he's speaking to your heart today. So be strong, beloved, and very courageous. Amen. On that good note, I'm going to bring this broadcast to a close. However, I do invite you, if you have specific prayer needs, we need to encourage one another. And so it's my heart's joy and privilege, as well as a sacred trust before the Lord, to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. The announcer will give our contact information. Won't you write? And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.